Mahabharat, Part 1, Chapter 31, Episode 6. Duryodhan saved by the Danavas and Daityas. Meanwhile, in the nether regions, the Danavas and Daityas became aware of Duryodhan's resolve. The celestial beings, who had been defeated in a war with the gods, were depending upon Duryodhan to oppose the gods' purpose on earth. Many of the demons had even incarnated upon earth as various kings and warriors, with the hope of overthrowing the pious kings who made sacrifices to the gods. Fearing that their party would not succeed without Duryodhan, the celestial demons began a fire sacrifice. They employed brahmanas to chant mantras. Those mantras had the power to summon to their presence any man from any planet. As the brahmans offered ghee into the fire, while reciting hymns from the Atharva Veda and the Upanishads, a strange effulgent goddess rose from the fire and asked, "What shall I do?" Pleased, the demons commanded her, "Bring Duryodhan, bring him here. He is the son of Dhritarashtra, and he is engaged in a vow of fasting until death." "So be it," she said, and vanished. She immediately went to the place where Duryodhan was meditating. Unseen, she took him in his subtle body and brought him before the demons in the nether region. As if in a dream, Duryodhan found himself standing with an assembly of Danavas. Their leader, his eyes wide with delight, then said, "O King of Kings, O perpetrator of the Bharata race, you are always surrounded by heroes and illustrious men. Why then have you undertaken such a rash vow to fast until death? Do you not know that suicide always leads to hell? One who kills himself is reviled on earth and attains no auspicious destination. Intelligent men like you never engage in acts that go against their own best interest. O King, give up your resolve to die, for such a resolve is destructive. It is destructive to morality, profit, happiness, fame, prowess, and energy. If you commit suicide, you will only enhance the joy of your enemy. Listen now as we tell you the truth of your position, of your celestial origins, and of your true power. After hearing this, then you may decide what you wish to do." The Danava then described how Duryodhan had been born as a result of the demons' austerities. They had obtained him as a boon from Lord Shiva. His body was made of thunder and was virtually invincible. He was being supported by kings who were themselves powerful Danavas incarnated on earth. United in battle, he would doubtless destroy his enemies. Other great demons, at the time of the battle, would overtake and possess the hearts of Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, and others. Thus, the Kuru chiefs would cast aside restraint and compassion and kill anyone who opposed them, even if they be brothers, sons, friends, fathers, disciples, even children and old men. Blinded by ignorance and wrath, they would show no mercy and would slay hundreds of thousands on the battlefield. As Duryodhan listened in amazement, the Danava continued, "O hero, you should not fear Arjuna. We have already decided how he will die. The soul of the powerful Naraka, who Vishnu himself slew, has taken birth as Karna. Remembering his former enmity, he will kill both Krishna and Arjuna. Knowing this, Indra, the wielder of the thunderbolt, will try to divest Karna of his natural armor and earrings, both of which render him invincible. We have therefore also arranged that hundreds and thousands of mighty Daitya warriors, now present on earth in the form of the Sangshaptakas, will fight Arjuna. If Karna does not slay Arjuna, the Sangshaptakas will. Therefore, Duryodhan, do not grieve. You will rule the earth without rival. Go back. Give up your vow to die. For you are our refuge, and we are there to assist you in every way." The Danavas and Daityas came forward and embraced Duryodhan one by one. They all spoke encouragingly and cheered his mind. Finally, they said, "Go, attain victory." Then they commanded the goddess to return Duryodhan to his body. After being returned to his seat on the Kusha grass, Duryodhan opened his eyes. He recalled his meeting with the Daityas as if it had been a dream. The prince was not certain if it had actually occurred, but it had indeed changed his mind. Whether or not he had met the celestial beings was now unimportant. He took their predictions seriously. Surely their words would come to pass, and he would defeat the Pandavas. Karna and the Sangshaptakas would kill Arjuna, and thousands of other Kshatriyas would assist him in the war that was about to come. And while Duryodhan sat ruminating on the Danava's words, Karna came before him. Duryodhan immediately decided not to tell anyone what had just happened. Seeing that he had stopped his meditation, Karna said, "It is good to see that you are restored to your senses, O King. A dead man can never conquer his enemies. This is not the time to grieve. Why do you wish to die so ignominiously? Rise up, O hero, kill your foes. Go out and attain victory and immortal fame. I swear that when the Pandavas emerge from exile, I will conquer all of them and bring them under your subjugation." To the delight of his brothers and Karna, Duryodhan replied, So be it. He stood up, still reflecting on the Danava's speech. He then took his place at the head of the army and started back for Hastinapur, his mind set upon amassing his army for war. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.